online,
on your smartphone,
from the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM
with the latest news for Kent at one. Here's Joanna Earle.
At least six people are known to have died in a huge fire at a tower block in West London. The blaze broke out in the early hours of this morning. Nicola's got the latest.
Well, the flames tore through almost all of the building's 24 floors.
This is an unprecedented incident. In my 29 years of being a firefighter, I have never, ever seen anything of this scale.
That's London's fire commissioner, Danny Cotton. The building contained 120 flats and was home to hundreds of people. More than 70 are in hospital, and emergency services have warned the death toll is likely to rise. Paul Woodrow from the London Ambulance Service updated reporters from the scene earlier.
We have over 100 of our medics working hard here. Whilst we continue to manage this ongoing incident, I would like to ask Londoners to only call us in a genuine emergency.
Emergency crews say they did manage to rescue many people in the early hours. Ahmed Shellet has family who lived on the 21st level. He spoke to his brother-in-law's wife overnight, but hasn't heard from them since.
I said, what did they ask you to do? She said, they asked us to cover the doors with towels. The last thing she said, smoke is coming heavily through the door into the flat. And that was the last time we heard of her.
London's Mayor Sadiq Khan says it's too early to speculate about the cause, but says questions will be answered.
We're still at the search and rescue phase. We've not moved to the recovery phase, and that gives me some cause for optimism. But you'll have seen, as I have, the horrific images during the course of the night and during the early course of the night. The fire service can only reach up to floor 12.
The building's currently being monitored by structural experts, while a construction firm which completed an £8.5 million refurbishment last year says it's shocked. Ryden says the work met all required building control, fire regulation and health and safety standards.
Well, meantime, Theresa May says she's deeply saddened by the loss of life. She says a cross-government meeting will take place later to coordinate the response to the disaster.
KM FM News.
11 days after the London Bridge terror attack, shoppers are returning to Borough Market today. A minute's silence was held earlier and bells rang out for the eight people killed. Donald Hislop is the market's chair of trustees. He's urged people to return and support the traders.
Love Borough. Love your local market. Strong and together. London is open. Borough Market is open.
A man's been arrested and three knives seized after police were called to reports of a disturbance in Dartford. Officers were sent to Pinewood Place just before 1:30 this morning. A 43-year-old is being questioned on suspicion of a fray. There's been a drop in the number of people in Kent who are out of work. Stats show almost 19,100 in the county were claiming jobless benefits in May, down by 405 on the month before.
This is KMFM.
A man who stabbed his former friend in the stomach after an argument has been jailed for 17 years. 23-year-old Taylor Martin from Edgar Close in Whitstable blamed the attack last October on masked men, but later admitted that was a lie. The 20-year-old victim was rushed to a London hospital for treatment. Figures given to KMFM show more drivers are being caught speeding on the M20 than anywhere else in Kent. Nearly 50,000 fines were issued in the county last year, with one driver clocking up 141 miles per hour on a stretch of the M25. The number of fines handed out has fallen since 2015, though, but Colin Evans from the Kent and Medway Safety Camera Partnership says lots of us are still driving too fast.
The speed limit is just that. It's a limit. It's not a target. We'd like to see people slowing down everywhere a little bit and driving according to the conditions and according to the prevailing road ahead of them.
And is expected to be the warmest day of the year so far today. Temperatures in Kent are likely to reach 26 Celsius, making the county hotter than Malta and parts of Cyprus.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Superb sheds. Mention KMFM for a 5% discount.
Football and England manager Gareth Southgate knows what his team have to do to get better after his side were beaten 3-2 by 10-man France in a friendly last night. He says they looked more anxious after the host had a player sent off just after half-time. Captain Harry Kane scored twice for England.
I felt we were sloppy with the ball and we weren't great without it as well. So there's plenty to improve on. But look, we we scored two goals. We made a good game of it, so it proves that even when we're not at our best, we can compete with the best in the world.
And in cricket, England are struggling after being put into bat first in their Champions Trophy semi-final with Pakistan. Joss Butler is the latest to be dismissed. A short while ago, England were 184 for 5 in the 34th over. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.